Yeah. When in his presence, everything, you know, I love the way he helps us make the adjustments.
Amen.
Sometimes when he calls you to do something, it's the order of the day.
Amen.
Sometimes it is down to you. And sometimes we don't know the difference we can make. But God knows what he's doing.
Let me reiterate this too. I have been on jury duty before, not even be picked as a, but this time it was just totally different. And I just didn't recognize it because I was all into me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But when I got my eyes off me and behold him,
mm-hmm.
I realized what I had to do.
Yeah.
And I stopped murmuring and grumbling, complaining, and did what I had to do effectively.
Yeah.
Through the help of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. He really does his job. He guides us. And I hear so many people say, something told me not to do that. Something told me to do this. That's the Holy Spirit. The devil's not trying to help, so it ain't him. But the Holy Spirit, he thinks of everything. He's watching out for us. And I love him. I love speaking to the Holy Spirit, hearing from him, because I learned so much so fast.
Amen.
He answers your questions, and sometimes he'll show you, when I ask him for some answers or some things I'm concerned about, he don't just tell me, sometimes he'll show me.
Yes.
And then he'll say one thing that just make everything fall in place.
Amen.
What the Lord put on my heart for today is reception.
Okay.
Receiving his word.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit manifests himself seven ways to us. The seven spirits of God. When God wanted to get rid of one of the kings of Israel, and he said, who will go and be a lying spirit? I don't know if it was Ahab, but I forget. One of the kings, his prophets told him to go into battle. And the true prophet said, go on and go. And they knew that something was wrong. He said, go ahead, you go ahead and win. And, you know, the prophet kept telling him. And then he told him the vision that he saw, how the Lord sent a lying spirit to his prophets. And then told him he was going to die in battle, basically. But the spirit that decided to go and lie to him, he was a lying spirit. All right. But the Holy Spirit is a spirit also, and he manifests himself seven ways. When he gives you knowledge, he's a spirit of knowledge. When he gives you wisdom, he's a spirit of wisdom, and so on. This is Isaiah 11, verse 1. It says, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. All right, that's the first one, the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of wisdom. He's a spirit of wisdom when he gives you wisdom for the future. When he tells you how to solve a problem, he's giving you wisdom. And understanding. He can show you what's true about a situation. All points so that you can understand it. I asked the Lord a definition of understanding. He said it's when you know things in its proper relationship. When you know things in its right relationship. And sometimes the Lord is a spirit of understanding to us. Helps us understand the situation so we can have mercy on people so that God can have grace on people. And the spirit of counsel and might. And counsel, that will come upon you. I remember one time I was talking to my aunt. And she was concerned about one of my cousin's friends that he started hanging around. And the Lord, I can't remember exactly what I said right now. But it's like the spirit of counsel just came upon me. And I gave her, I said, well, tell him your concerns. You're his grandmother. He'll respect you. And he'll see your insight. And this is not the kind of wisdom I walked around with. But the Lord helped me to say the perfect thing. I had just been called to the ministry. She said, Well, you just been called to a ministry. Then she asked me a question, and the Holy Spirit just took up and gave the answer. And it surprised both of us. That wisdom just poured out of me. I didn't know that was going to happen, but that's when I started getting interested in ministry. When I saw that the Lord would give me what to say to his people, then there was no pressure anymore. I felt like when he first called me, I said, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to make a sermon. And, you know, I was looking at me. But when I remember sitting in Elder Lewis's office the night that I had to preach, and I didn't have nothing. And then the Lord spoke to me, and I knew what to say in one moment. And I went out there and did the first sermon I ever did in my life. And the second one came. So when the third time I had to preach, I was real interested in what I was excited because I knew I was going to hear from the Lord. When somebody asked me to preach, I said, sure. And then I listen. You know, the ears get big. I want to know what he got to say. And I knew I was going to hear from him. The spirit of counsel. Every time, these are the seven ways that the Holy Spirit will come to us. And every manifestation, that's the kind of spirit he is. When he gives you counsel, he's a spirit of counsel. And then the spirit and might. When you can receive strength from the Lord. When they were in battle, and when Moses' arms was up, they were winning. Or was it Joshua? It was Moses.
Moses.
Yeah, and they held his arms up and they were winning. Well, it's when his arms went down, they were losing. So they held his arms up. When Samson fought till he couldn't fight no more, the Lord helped him, you know, after it was all over, he gave him water and he revived. When you get to your lowest point, when I was almost about to get in that fight I told you about, I was out of strength. I wanted to love the guy, but I didn't have any strength left, and I was going to do what Thurston would do. And the Holy Spirit said, everlasting love, the love of man, whether he does you good or evil. And the spirit of might, I was strengthened again. And then the wisdom came, and we were able to deal with the problem. And that, it was by love. It wasn't me. It was him. So that's why I said we're a lampstand. We're just like the lampstand. We receive whatever we need at any time from the Lord. Even if you didn't have time to study, sometimes you're going to be put in situations, it'll be a surprise to you. Somebody to come up, you may be troubled, you may be frustrated, and then somebody comes with a need all at once, and right then you can connect to the Lord and connect to them. Spirit of might. Whatever we need, he is. And these are the seven manifestations. All we have to do is receive it and yield to him. That's the strength of ministry. Receive and yield to him. If people could do those two things, they can do anything. And Paul said, I can do all things through Christ. Because he said, I learned how to abase. I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. Sometimes he would have money. He would be on his way to do God's will. And then he'd get robbed. He got robbed more than once. Well, that didn't stop him. Because he wouldn't be stopped. He did it another way. God always has options. I learned that from him too. Sometimes I get in a situation and it didn't go like I thought. I say, well, Lord, what are we going to do? And he always have an option. And most of the time he do things in a way I can't tell what he's going to do anyway till he does. And his wisdom, in his training, you have to believe in what you're doing. Whatever you do for the Lord, you have to believe. It has to be by your faith. Your faith activates your anointing. Your faith helps you yield. And whatever the Lord tell you about your ministry or about your assignment, you have to believe it. Because before everything he ever gave me to do, it turned out to be a lot more important than what I could see. But I remember before he gave me the website, Every day for about 3 years, he said, people are going to want to hear you. People are going to, and he put that word in me so that I would, if he can put the word in you by speaking to you. If he ever speaks in repetition, he's training you. He's helping you have faith for something. And I wonder why he kept saying that. And I thought I was going to see people, and but the people that he's using me to minister to, I don't see them. I have to believe him. So whatever he gives you to do, if you don't believe it, you'll stop, or it won't work right. Sometimes you have to believe him for the multitude. If you want to be a blessing to, you know, to people, you have to yield to him. Whatever he gives you to do, do it. God can, he can cause your voice to be heard. And whoever go on that website, they hear you too. And it's global. Sometimes I have to get it done before about 8 or 9 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, so many people are going on, it's hard to publish. One Sunday I had to just wait till Monday morning. I wanted to publish it. I kept trying. It wouldn't. It just stopped. It was overloaded. I had to wait till the next day. Yeah. I'm rejoicing because I know what's happening. Which what God put in motion is in motion. When Brother Horton spoke that word about we were up front back in 2012. It was, what year was that? 2015. I think that was 2015. It was April the 12th. I remember the day. And he was talking about the rich young ruler, how he came to Jesus and how Jesus was going to take what he gave. He said, you give God everything you got and let him bless it, and he'll give it back to you. That's when things started going off. I saw in the spirit, I was sitting on the edge of my, I really didn't want him to stop. And he did it so fast. He did this less than about 25 minutes. But I saw something. When you believe him, when you give him something, he can multiply it and give it back to you. Mm-hmm. And everything of God works mm-hmm. by faith. And the Holy Spirit will prepare you so that you can do it on purpose in your faith. You'll be able to believe him for it. And the training will help you be prepared. Whatever he put first, you put first. Whatever he speaks, you speak it. And after I caught on, I started speaking what he was speaking to me, and acting on it. When you act on it, you're sealing it. When you speak faith and also act on it, you're sealing this thing. It's going to happen, and you can't see it. You'll see it when it's time to see it. But in the duration, you have to stay in faith for everything to work like it should.
Amen.
But the Holy Spirit will help you do all these things. Mm-hmm. So he can be a spirit of counsel, spirit of might, a spirit of knowledge. Sometimes you just have to trust what he knows.
Amen.
What he tells you about people, you have to trust it. That's your wisdom. If you try to go around it or beyond it or not, or go by what you see, you'll fail. If in drawing near to the Lord, you start seeing what he sees, you start seeing, if you're trusting his knowledge, his wisdom, his counsel, his might, you're trusting what he knows.
Uh-huh.
When you'll start seeing things as they really are. People can camouflage what's going on with them. A person that drinks, They try to hide it, but you can smell the alcohol. You know, if the Lord tell you something about a person, it's so that you can be either help them out of it or know not to get hurt by them. He's trying to protect you. You have to trust what he's saying. Eventually, you will see it for what it is. And when you trust him, you may say the right thing and people may come out of that problem, or they won't be able to drag you into that problem. But you have to trust his knowledge. Now, once he reveals something, that's the truth. He's the spirit of truth. and of the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord, some things is the beginning of knowledge. If a person's in the world, they don't know God, they don't know he loves them. But when they see something, they see a miracle, and they fear the Lord, that fear causes them to look to the Lord. It's a trust. It's also faith. The fear of the Lord is good. That's the only fear that I recommend. The fear of danger, the fear of Satan, the fear of the world, the fear of falling, all that's garbage. The fear of the Lord is good. Some things I wouldn't do because I fear God. But because I love God, I won't do it either. So if you get to a point where your will is not stable, but you fear God, you'll stay straight. You'll stay in your lane and not get out of bounds. And in this world, you know, you don't know what you're going to face from day to day. And the enemy's trying to stop you. He's trying to stop everything you're about. He's trying to discourage you any which way he can. He's trying to stop your progress, get you to back off. If you don't back off your faith, you already won. But if he changes your focus, he can change everything with it. Your attitude against God, you know, it can be, instead of for him, it can turn against him. The love of the world will do that. But as we receive the oil, the light, the salt, the knowledge of God's word from the seven spirits of God.
Amen.
We can't do nothing but win. and then he said this, I'm going to close with verse 3. Now, the seven spirits we're receiving, they're in place. Then he said, this is a promise. And shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. Now, this is talking about Jesus. So if it's talking about Jesus, it's talking about you.
Amen. Amen.
Everything that he said is what Jesus did. And shall make him a quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. So as we follow him, that same righteousness would be the girdle of our loins, just like his. But what he give you to do, what he keep telling you about, that's training. He's preparing you for something greater.
Can I share something right quick before we go? Talking about the fear of the Lord. The Lord showed me this week too. Is this in Deuteronomy chapter 6, it says, now these are the commands and the statutes and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land wherever you go to possess it, that thou mayest fear the Lord thy God to keep his statutes and commands. That's the fear of the Lord, to keep his statutes and his command. And it goes on with the first, it only states the first command. Love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and strength.
Mm-hmm.
That's the fear of the Lord, to love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and strength.
Mm-hmm. The same way Jesus had victory is the same way we do what he did. If he did it, we can do it. We've been made righteous. Whatever he he's helping you sow the right seeds to reap the right harvest. You'll abase yourself to do it, and it'll work, and you will abound. So whatever he give you to do, whatever he call you to do, do it to the glory of God.
Amen.
We already won. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word, every comment. I thank you for everything you're doing through your people. Lord, I pray that you'll multiply us, even in this short time you have. I know you got to come back, but bless us to do what counts right now and enjoy the process. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.